From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Former hostage Jocelyn Elliott arrived in Burkina Faso's capital, Ouagadougou, early this week, just a couple of days after being released by a jihadist group linked to al-Qaeda. The terrorist group had kidnapped the Australian citizen and her husband in a remote part of the West African nation in mid-January. Speaking to the media, she said she wants to pursue her efforts to obtain the release of her husband and keep working in the country. After 3 weeks of detention in the hands of a terrorist group linked to al-Qaeda, former hostage Jocelyn Elliott's first words were for the people of Burkina Faso. She said she wanted to thank the people of Burkina for their support during her absence. South Africa's highest court Tuesday heard a case against President Jacob Zuma. He is accused of violating the Constitution in a scandal over state spending on his private home. Opposition parties brought the case against Zuma to the Constitutional Court, and those proceedings were shown on live television. Opposition protesters marched to the courthouse as judges inside considered whether the president broke the law for failing to follow a 2014 recommendation from a state watchdog agency that he pay back some of the more than $20 million in home upgrades. On February 3rd, Zuma's office said he was willing to reimburse some money. His critics say he was trying to avoid the embarrassment of a court hearing about his conduct. Burundi's tax revenue fell 17% in the last quarter of 2015 compared with a year ago, depressed by months of political violence sparked by President Pierre Nkurunziza's disputed decision to run for a third term. The Burundi Revenue Office also said full-year revenue collection was 10% lower than in 2014. This is VOA News.